In the knitting, the cold time, Quill of the Shark, Mamung the Whale, Corandon Carter, the big lizard, travelled from the north hunting for food. As they swam along the west coast, Quilla noticed that Corandon Carter had eaten their whole catch himself. The two fought fiercely under the water, and after a long battle, Corandon Carter crashed on the shore of Yanchep. Exhausted, with no fight left in his full belly, he shed his bones, which became the limestone rocks of Yanchep, and moved slowly onto the land alone. He walked all the way to Two Rocks, where he met Yonga the kangaroo and Bibbleja the bush turkey. Corandon Carter asked if he could stay. Yonga and Bibbleja agreed, but there were rules. No jumping on trees, no flying, no going into water. They gave him a special berry to eat along with the final rule, no eating meat. He walked into a nearby cave and began to dream of everything he wished he was. It was getting cooler, so Bibbleja the bush turkey laid some feathers over Corandon Carter's sleeping body to keep him warm. When he emerged from the cave, everything he dreamed in the cave came true. His legs stretched long, his neck craned towards the sky, and he could run fast. Wait, the emu was born.